Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you're invited to do a variety of different things, all totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, the news out of Massachusetts is that there's one heroic store standing up against the bottled water ban. Cumberland Farms is a convenience store, and it is somewhat of a chain. I'm not sure how national it is. Maybe it's a New England
chain. They had one in Florida. They had Cumberland Farms in Florida, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
so,
there was one down the street from me.
Okay. And they have stood up, at least this franchisee has stood up to the health inspectors, has refused to remove the bottled water from the shelves. They've been issued a couple of fines thus far, and inevitably they will be issued more fines, and at some point they're likely going to have to take them to court. The state will have to take them to court to attempt to collect on the fines that they have issued. What will end up happening then, we don't know, and we'll have to leave it up to the media to continue reporting on this, and I hope they do, because I would like to continue following this. But it's not just that Concord, Massachusetts, that has done this bottled water ban. Julia, you say you've seen some headlines pop up around the country where this has happened in other places, and I know it's happened on some college campuses. According to an article over at banthebottle.net, yeah, that's obviously a biased news source here, but according to their report, the University of Vermont and the Burlington campus has also banned sales of bottled water on campus. And according to the piece here, in one of UVM's recently retrofitted refill stations, students fill up their reusable bottles with tap water. For many of the 14,000 students and staff on campus, topping off their refillable bottles is an old habit. It's much more convenient to fill up your water bottle at a water fountain than to buy bottled water, says Michaela McDonald, a recent graduate who a few years ago helped to launch the campaign that led to UVM's ban. McDonald hopes it will reduce waste, but for her, it's not just about changing behavior on campus. She says, bottled water is a symbol of our culture's obsession with commodifying things that should be public trust resources.
Ah, that's what it's about. It's about socialism and resources.
What does that mean?
Well, who runs all these water distribution systems?
The government.
Now, who runs the bottled water?
You mean tap water, yeah.
Yeah, the water coming through the pipes.
Right.
Who runs the bottled water distribution?
Various companies.
No.
So the government wants to do away with its competition in this particular area.
Pretty much.
And I've lived in towns, Julie, I don't know about you, but where the tap water just doesn't taste as good.
Right. It depends where you live. Keene has fine tap water. I'm comfortable drinking out of the tap. I use a filter, but I'm okay drinking out of the tap here. But I stay in a motel in some dumpy little town in Massachusetts on a fairly regular basis, and it's disgusting.
Yep, and also, some people don't want to consume fluoride in their water. These bottled waters many times don't have fluoride in them. This takes that option away from people, too.
Well, and who is this girl to say what's right for you? If you don't want to buy bottled water, then you shouldn't buy it.
I'll tell you who she is. She's a priestess of the new church, and that is the government.
She's
the
future bureaucrat.
If you take a look at who people expect to take care of them, who they expect to make make their lives more comfortable, who they go and petition when things go wrong, and you will find out who the new God is.
Well, the other thing that's kind of strange is she's talking about how it is a symbol of our culture. And
our culture's obsession with commodifying things that should be public trust resources.
Sure. I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of other countries. Mexico comes to mind. France comes to mind. Where you can't drink the water and you have to buy bottled water. Isn't that true?
I don't know about France. I couldn't say, but
Mexico?
Mexico's famous for having bad water.
Don't drink the water.
Indeed. But I just wonder, which commodities should be public trust resources? Who gets to decide? This
show? She does. Her bureaucrat pals.
Well, I mean, just some people decide which items should be public trust resources and which ones shouldn't. I mean, should it be water? What about food? You need that. Should that be a public trust resource? Should we all wait around for the government to distribute food to? Because they're going to F that up real, real bad.
In that spirit, a few other American colleges have restricted or banned the sale of bottled water to promote what they call sustainability. But the University of Vermont is the largest public institution to do so, and that development disappoints beverage companies. Lobbyist Andrew McLean, who represents local water and soft drink distributors in Vermont, says, "I think they're concerned because it's such a radical step." He agrees with the students' environmental goals, but he thinks an outright ban restricts free choice and will ultimately fail. He argues that the factors that will result in more materials getting out of landfills is going to be a cooperative effort promoting strong recycling, he said. But at least one New England town says recycling isn't enough to keep plastic bottles out of its waste stream in Concord, Massachusetts. They mentioned that they banned the bottles at the same time, basically, as this college did. And so how many more places will we see this ridiculous ban going into effect? I saw an article over at
It makes me wonder, I mean, why, if students really cared about this, why don't they get a whole big bag full of bottled, these plastic bottles and leave it on the dean's doorway every day? I mean, college students, you know, they were at one point known for this kind of civil disobedience and prank playing. I mean, let's get creative here if you really care. If not, you know, goodbye, freedoms. I could really care less what happens to you if you're not willing to do anything about it.
There's an editorial over at Huffington Post by somebody who, by all indications, is a lefty, who's pretty outraged by this news. I mean, they realize that, look, if you want to call yourself an environmentalist and the issue that you've taken up is banning bottled water, why aren't you concerned about the proliferation of sugary drinks and, you know, all the other health effects that that happen from people drinking these things? I mean, whether it's being overweight or, you know, cavities. I mean, there's a tremendous if you are somebody who's a lefty and you support, like, you know, universal health care and things like that and the government taking care of people, and which of course I don't support that stuff, but if you do support those things, why wouldn't you prioritize?
Well, I mean, I think what bothers
them, water is a good thing.
I think what bothers them is the fact that you can get water out of the tap, so they see it as something that you don't need, and they're really big about that, right? Like, you don't need to buy a bottle of water. You could just drink it out of
your
tap.
Your butt doesn't need to ride a car to school. Start taking a bicycle. You know, I mean,
you don't like the way it tastes? It's for the good of the earth. Shut up.
Right. It's crazy.
Which is another nice thing about having bottled water is you can choose a brand that you enjoy because, you know, not all bottled water is created equal. There are some, you know, some have got the minerals in them or whatever. There's some different tastes out there to water. And certainly if your local water system tastes like garbage, then any bottled water is going to taste better than that. But these people in Concord, Massachusetts have a website that is dedicated to convincing people how great the tap is. Oh, we spend all this money every year on our tap water in Concord, and we think it's just great. So you should drink all your water from the tap because that's what's good for you. And it's just great water. How could you not like it?
Yep. We like our water. You should too.
Yeah, because everyone's tastes are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, anyway, that's the latest on the bottled water bans.
It's a class issue. I'm better than you because I make my lunch at home in containers and don't use plastic bags and don't. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, plus that's a great point. And plus, since the glass bottles aren't banned, then the people who are paying $5 for their bottles of water they're okay. You know, if you go and buy one of those fancy imported Norwegian waters or the Perrier or something like that, you're paying more because of the glass. That costs more to manufacture than the plastic, and so you'll be paying more for the water, but that's okay because, well, apparently it's fine to have glass bottles.
Also, it's heavier to carry a glass bottle, and if you drop it, it makes an actual health hazard.
Yep, that's true.
You could step on it and hurt yourself.
Or some little kid could step on it later on.
Now, you can't get every piece up. You never can when it comes to glass.
Not if you drop it on the pavement or something like that. It's one thing in the middle of your kitchen where you've got a controlled area that you can clean up, but out in public?
Still sitting under the refrigerator for years.
Yep. So you can bring up anything you want. Maybe you've got news about bottled water bans coming in your area because it's not going to stop in Concord, Massachusetts. They're just the first. As soon as these other cities that fancy themselves as health or environmentally conscious see this and they see that they're getting away with fining people and that they've successfully eliminated bottled waters from the shelves, you'll see this pop up somewhere else. And it could be your town. So don't think that you're immune. 855-453 and then ask yourself, what would you do if you were a business owner, if you were one of these convenience stores? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 28th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.5910. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,700.44, $8.5022 for a half ounce, or $4.2511 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,700.44, $8.5022, and $4.2511.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
News. No, I'm serious.
Facebook is broken.
I just went to Facebook.com. Didn't work.
Mine works.
So, oh, it's working now? It must be back already. I went to DownForEveryone or JustMe.com, so I verified it wasn't just our internet connection here, because whenever some website appears to be down, it's always good to check and see if that's just your connection to the internets.
And the site is what?
It's a long one. DownForEveryone or JustMe.com, and actually they've got a short URL now, isup.me. But if you go to DownForEveryone or JustMe.com, you can type in the URL that you're looking to access. And they will test it from their website's connection and see if it is up or not, I think.
And
I think that's
Facebook was down for a
They're
moment.
Saying it's still down. So, Julia, you're saying you're able to access it?
I just tried it from a new... Yep, mine works.
Huh. All right. Maybe it's a... Sometimes...
it's just you.
Sometimes different internet connections lose connectivity, and you're on the second internet connection here, Julia. We've got two at the LRN.FM studios. Okay, crisis averted. Everyone, you can go back to your normal evening. Facebook is still with us here. But what would people do if Facebook just disappeared tomorrow?
For how long?
If they just disappeared.
Just disappeared?
We do what we used to do, which is talk to each other.
We did?
Not you and I mean, just people in general. I've been irritated with Facebook lately.
Yeah? Why?
I don't know. I feel like before Facebook was big, I spent more time talking to people. I spent more time being productive and doing things, and I just don't like it.
You gonna quit?
I have been seriously considering completely deleting my Facebook.
Wow. You wouldn't be the only person. I know some other people who've done that.
All come back.
Yeah, most of them haven't been very successful.
It's so annoying.
It being Facebook?
Yeah, I was thinking about making my cover page I was thinking about maybe not deleting it, but just not coming on anymore, and making my cover picture or whatever, email me.
Yeah, I'm not here right
now. I'm not here, don't.
Yeah, I really don't like the Facebook messaging thing, because I just don't get them. I'll find
sometimes
messages.
Sometimes yes, sometimes
yeah.
No.
Well, it filters them out for you.
I'll find messages from a year ago.
It does filter them out and puts some of them in, an other mail
right.
category.
Yes.
I found one where a listener emailed me after Porkfest. I found one recently where a listener emailed me after Porkfest and told me that they enjoyed meeting me, and then I feel like a jerk. You know, I didn't even respond.
Right. Well, surely this happens to other people too. That they just don't. I mean, my email's right on my Facebook. I'd much rather get a message through my email.
I would too. Yeah. So, but the problem is everybody used Facebook. So here's my beef with Facebook. I think that the best argument for having a Facebook, or the one that people make the most, is, well, Facebook helps me connect or stay connected with people that I used to know, like old friends, family members, people that live far away, etc.
That's quaint.
I think that is a true statement. That's one of the perks of having it. However, since Facebook has an algorithm that decides what goes in your news feed, if you don't talk to them often and you don't specifically look on their profile, then they basically disappear from your radar. And you could have, what if an old friend said, hey, I am a libertarian and I'm moving to New Hampshire, and you could have that connection, but you wouldn't, because Facebook has basically decided that because you haven't talked often that you're not good friends.
Yeah.
But you can close friend them.
You can, but are you going to do that most likely if they're an old friend?
No, but I mean, look, I get what you're saying. Are you saying that you want to have all of the people that are your friends show up as equally
well,
as one another?
You have gotten rid of the people, the extraneous fluff on your Facebook. So all of us haven't gone through and done that.
Julia doesn't have very many friends at
no,
all.
No, I regularly go through and delete people. So, I'm not one of those people that has 700 friends. I could absolutely handle that much in my newsfeed.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But most people don't take the time to go and set up those close friends. Friendships and all the settings, and Facebook regularly changes how it does that doesn't tell you. So it's just constantly basically deciding who it wants you to be close friends with on Facebook.
Indeed.
And with close friends, people that you see regularly, where you might have called them or texted them or emailed them, now all interactions go on Facebook, and you sort of feel like you talk to them on a regular basis, so you feel like, you're interacting, but are you really interacting? Do you hang out as much as you used to, or is it all just done on Facebook? I don't know. I think it ruins close relationships, and it ruins other relationships, too.
Well, I think Facebook has done a lot for the liberty movement by making it easy to...
It's a promotions tool.
Right,
that's basically all it is now.
Yeah, to create events that you can invite people to.
But
there have been...
I really miss forums, so I think that Facebook has kind of destroyed, forums.
It has certainly destroyed forums.
And, I'm not thinking in particular of Liberty forums, but I used to spend a lot of time on Liberty forums. I don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to also spend a lot of time on Rave forums, and I really miss that a lot.
Do they have them anymore?
They don't exist. They've all shut down because people stopped going. So now the events are on Facebook, so more people see them, which kind of weeds the quality down of the people that go. That's my opinion.
Yeah. No, I, there's no doubt. I mean, I'm not a defender of Facebook, but it does have its perks. And that's why I can't quit it. I have too many justifications.
You can. You don't want to, which is
you're
fine.
Right. I don't want to because I've got a business to run.
It's fine. I'm not judging you for that. I'm just saying that's kind of the feeling everybody has is that you can't quit Facebook.
Right.
And that in itself bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, why am I feeling so conflicted about deleting a stupid account online? What does that say about me and how much control this website has over my life?
Facebook is half of the internet.
I don't like it.
The other half is Google.
855 450 free. According to Down for Everyone or Just Me, Facebook is still down for at least my internet connection. So 855 450 free. That that means that there's probably a number of people that are cut off if our connection and Down for Everyone's connection is not able to see it. You may be experiencing.
I hope it's
an
down forever.
Maybe some people will pick up a book or something. All right, or they'll just move to Google Plus. So,
it's going to take more than that.
Speaking of, you mean to move to Google Plus?
God.
Speaking of meeting people in real life, one of the things you can do to accomplish that is come to the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 21st through the 24th. Free Talk Live is going to be there broadcasting live from the event, and we'll be there to talk to many of the excellent guest speakers they're going to have, including Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough from CNET, Tom Woods will be keynoting. The other keynote speaker has yet to be announced, but don't wait on getting your tickets until they announce that keynote speaker. By the time they announce that second keynote speaker, that hotel might be sold out.
It was sold out on Friday.
It was sold out Friday?
No, the Friday night is sold out.
Meaning, if you were going to stay for the whole weekend, you'd have to stay somewhere else Friday night?
Well, you can shack up in a room with someone else.
Typically, that is a possibility. And the Free State Project does still have a forum that you can go to help connect you with other people attending the Liberty Forum.
People are all combing the calls, looking for rooms and to share and trying to share their rooms and stuff.
Forum.freestateproject.org is where you can learn more about that. But to get signed up for the Liberty Forum, you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and that is where you can buy your tickets for $209. But if you use our discount code, which is FTL23, you'll save 10%. And that $209 ticket includes 5 meals. Now, there is a meal-free version, which is $109. So if you want to go on the cheap, that is certainly an option
for
you. Or
pack your own special lunch.
Yep, you certainly can do that. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's an awesome event. We always have a blast there, and we'll see you there. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. Stick around.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters?
Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and SACL CAI can help your business.
That's right. It does accounts receivable, and if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, you should use SACL CAI, because why? Well, the principals over there at SACL CAI, they support the ideas of liberty. And they'll do a fine job for you. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. I was just speaking to Jason Osborne from SACL CAI just the other day. And so, you know, go check them out. See their banner. See their relatively new website. Go to the banner at freetalklive.com.
So, Sci-Phase figured out what the problem with Facebook is.
Leave it to Sci-Phase.
If you go to Facebook.com, at least on my internet connection, it doesn't work. But if you put the W's in front of it, it works.
So part of Facebook is down.
Correct. The easier to access version is
down. http://facebook.com
down. Not working. Yeah. Which is a big deal, because I never put W's in front of my websites.
No.
When I go places. It seems like a waste of my key presses.
Your valuable W. I mean, you could wear that thing out before the rest of the letters.
So, anyway, that's probably not a good sign for them. There you go. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about, we were actually talking about water bans, the bottled water bans that are happening in Concord, Massachusetts, and some college campuses, probably a city or town near you at some point. And, Mark, you've got a related story, except this one is about milk.
Yeah, it's related in the sense that it's about a liquid that you drink. This is from CapitalismIsFreedom.com. Not entirely sure, but I agree with that statement, but whatever. Louisiana state regulators recently cracked down on a supermarket chain's weekly promotional deal because it was selling milk too cheaply, which violated state law. The upscale Fresh Markets was selling gallons of milk at $2.99 as part of a weekly promotional deal. Louisiana requires that retailer price markups be at least 6% above the invoice and shipping costs of the product. Because milk is a commodity product with registered regulated costs that are subject to change at the current cost due to Louisiana state law, we are unable to honor the $2.99 Tuesday deal for fresh market milk, according to the statement made from Drury Sackett of Brave Public Relations, who represents fresh market. Because the cost of milk fluctuates, it is possible that we will be able to offer the $2.99 deal on milk again in the future. Then again, they could not. They sell it at 6% over cost all day long. It's when they sell it below cost that becomes a problem, State Agricultural and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain told The Advocate.
Wait a minute. They're selling it below cost, or they're selling it below the 6% markup?
Well, in this case, I believe they were selling it below cost.
Oh, okay. So it's a loss leader.
Yeah. They can sell it. Yeah, basically all they want. You know, as a loss leader and get people to come.
Maybe I misunderstood the law. Didn't it say that they had to sell it at 6% over their cost?
That's correct.
Okay.
But they weren't. They were selling it below cost.
But if they had sold it at 5%, they still would be in violation.
That's correct.
Okay.
So after getting a complaint about the Fresh Market's promotional deal, probably from a concerned customer.
No, competitor to that one.
Somebody who says, this is they're breaking the law.
Make me pay more.
Yeah. Strain's office sent an auditor to the French Market's store. I thought it said Fresh Market. It does. It's French or Fresh. One of these two. At least one Fresh Market shopper. I'm going to say it's Fresh Market because the Fresh is
fresh
in
here. Sounds right.
Yeah, French is only in one.
I would rather buy from a Fresh Market than a French Market.
At least one Fresh Market shopper was outraged when he found that the state government had intervened to control the store's milk prices. Mm. Should we do the same thing with bread? Should we do the same thing with soft drinks?
Some people would say yes.
Ask Lafayette stockbroker Keith Dangle. If retailers want to take a loss, so be it. And
no kidding.
You know, I mean, it's just one particular lobby managed to get in there and get their commodity controlled by the state, whereas, you know, others don't.
Well, this is one of the ways that government basically guarantees that a very large percentage of the population is unhealthy. This is one of the huge contributing factors to, like, obesity and diabetes and all these issues, because everyone out there who wants to eat healthier but doesn't, or I shouldn't say everybody, but most people, I hear this all the time because I'm somebody who's really interested in nutrition. I love to eat real food. I love to learn about it and stuff. And when you hear people talking about it, they say, well, that's great, but I'm poor and this food is cheap and health, it's too expensive to eat healthier, basically, is the consensus. And it's true to an extent, for sure. There are some things you can do, but it takes a lot more effort, you know, to be able to find the sale prices and kind of know where to buy things and stuff. It takes a lot of effort.
If you want to eat, you know, let's call them grass-fed organic meats, meats that don't have hormones and things like that in it, and you want to eat, you know, vegetables that didn't have pesticides or weren't raised in ground that has, you know, farm runoff going into waterways that, you know, affect public waters and things like that,
yeah.
you're gonna pay significantly more for your food. There's a farm down the road from my house that sells the farm-raised beef and pork and, you know, poultry products and stuff like that. It's $10 a pound for bacon there.
It's significantly more. But the thing that most people don't realize is that this is 100% the government that has done this, because they mess around with the food pricing so much in so many ways that there really is no way to know what the actual market value is for, like, grass-fed beef versus other beef. For example, corn is something that is extremely subsidized in America. There is way too much of it. It is dirt cheap, which is why that high fructose corn syrup is in everything. But how do you think they feed these? Every cow that you get from the grocery store, just regular beef, how do they feed that? They feed them corn. That's artificially cheap. So that price is artificially low. And then they mess with it in so many different ways that there's really just no way to know what food would actually cost.
Yeah, what does a gallon of milk really cost without all the subsidies and factored in?
Well, here's the one thing you can be certain of. When you're talking about subsidized foods, you're talking about dairy, you're talking about meat,
wheat. You're talking about grains. This is where the subsidies exist largely in the mm-hmm. United States. And now think about where that fits, you know, how much of the food pyramid that's knock it out of the park, right? Meat, dairy, and grains. You're left with fruits and vegetables, on that list. So this is one of the one of the reasons I think that maybe the paleo diet is big amongst the libertarian sorts. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but is that because, you know, generally fruits and vegetables are not subsidized, and you can get meat from some kind of online or local person who sells grass-fed meats or something. So those won't be subsidized either.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed about paleo, as far as I watch a lot of documentaries on nutrition, and I'll watch them all just because I'm interested in kind of hearing all sides of the nutrition argument, and I just think it's fascinating. So
certainly something people don't agree on.
I'll watch the vegan ones and the paleo ones and kind of see them and compare them. But the one thing that I do notice, and even on blogs, is that the paleo people tend to be more for not government regulation because they don't trust the government, whereas the vegan people, they don't trust the government, but they think that that's the solution, right? Like, so
just get our people in charge,
right? They'll recognize all of the issues, but they'll say, yeah, we got to do something about this through the state. And I read a lot of food blogs, like I just said, and like I've seen several of the paleo blog writers say, like, but for example, there was a bill recently about GMOs where they were going to make them illegal or make them require them to label them or something.
Genetically modified foods. Yeah.
Right. And, the blogger said, well, that's great, but do you really trust the government to handle this correctly? Like, is the FDA handling our food situation correctly now? Like, mm-hmm. I just don't see that as the answer. And that's something that I don't see from the non-paleo nutrition people.
Toll-free number tonight for you to bring up what you want, 855. 450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've also got other issues to discuss, including a man who sat in prison for 37 years because they just didn't feel like letting him out. He's supposed to be out. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about nutrition, eating things, what the right way to eat them versus not the right diet. Mark, you just asked on Facebook, what is the libertarian diet?
the proper, I don't know what I said, something like, what's the proper
what is the most libertarian diet was your question. I like Bob's answer, which is, let's see, let me pull it up here. According to Bob Robertson, he says, the one the individual chooses. Duh.
Well, I don't ever recommend or tell anybody what they should or shouldn't eat. I'm not one of those people that believes that, you know, what's best for me is best for everybody else, or that, you know, I have any right whatsoever to tell anybody that. I have an opinion on it, and I try to eat that way as much as I possibly can, but I don't care what anybody else eats.
Well, Gene here says, a diet that keeps the initiation of force to an absolute minimum. That's why I'm a vegetarian.
What about using force on the vegetables?
Well,
and do you think the vegetable wants to be cut?
I don't know what vegetables want. It's interesting, though.
Hmm. Some would suggest that that is just as bad, just because the vegetable doesn't have the eyes to be able to look at you and the vocal cords to be able to cry out when you're slashing away at it, doesn't mean that they don't feel pain, too.
I have I saw a special on PBS, and I consider PBS to be darn close to the Bible when it comes to science-y stuff. And I saw, you know, they were testing they were testing plants that if they killed a fly in its presence, how the plant would react. And apparently there's some kind of reaction that they can quantify. Maybe I should go look for it on YouTube. But I'm certain I remember this, and it's from like 30 years ago or something. So it's by no means any kind of new science. But that's what I recall, is that somehow plants had some kind of reaction to a fly being killed in their immediate vicinity.
Nicola says, an all-candy stateless sweets diet.
Now, stateless sweets, I'd like to point out, also has paleo and diabetic options.
Really?
Yes. Which
stuff.
I didn't know until relatively recently, and I think that that makes, you know, that's great. I mean,
yeah, that's cool.
Makes some options for other
there
folks.
Is definitely not enough paleo retail out there yet. Like, it's for the most part, you have to make everything yourself.
So, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here.
Julie, you bring up a great point when it comes to these, you know, basically any diet out there is the world isn't really made for it. You know, they're not ready to supply you with
you know, what you want at a restaurant. And most of them, if you want to cut this thing or that thing out, even if you want to cut out MSG in your diet, you're going to have a heck of a time eating out.
Oh, well, I actually watched a really interesting documentary the other day. It was called Hungry for Change. And it was just about nutrition in general and how and like discussing the science of the natural diet, and it was good. I was entertained by it. But one of the things that they brought up that I hadn't known previously, is that apparently when they do studies on mice, there are no, like, fat mice in nature don't really exist because mice don't have enough food to get.
They're always
fat,
hunting around
right.
for food.
And so when they want to make the mice fat so they can do studies on obesity, they feed them MSG and it makes them fat. And if you do a Google search for MSG mice, you will find tons and tons of research papers on specifically that. So I thought that was interesting. What does MSG do to us if it does that to mice? Who knows? But it's interesting.
It's certainly something that you want to keep eating. Sprinkle that on some chips.
They've already done that for you.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
Almost every snack chip that you can buy has MSG on it or in it. So other news. Las Vegas, CBS Local reporting, the AP as well. An online dating service says the Las Vegas woman has no legal basis for her lawsuit seeking $10 million after she was matched with a man who hid in her garage and brutally attacked her.
Mm.
Mary Kay Beckman filed suit in U.S. District Court on Friday accusing Match.com of failing to disclose dangers of online dating. She said she'd known Wade Ridley only 8 days when she broke up with him in September of 2010. 4 months later, he stabbed her 10 times. She says there were 10 stab wounds, 8 on my physical body, 2 on my head, and when the knife broke, there was stomping on my head.
Oh, God.
She says, I shouldn't even be here today.
She's lucky to be alive, by the sounds of it. I don't know what that has to do with anybody else. You know, it just sounds unlucky. How's some dating website going
to
know?
That's what I want to know. According to Courthouse News Service, Beckman has undergone surgeries to repair her jaw, preserve her eyesight, and remove part of her skull to replace it with a synthetic component. Ridley was later charged with murdering a woman in Phoenix. He died in prison last year after killing himself. Beckman's lawyer says Match.com is absolutely not safe. The basis of the lawsuit is the advertising that is utilized by Match.com, lulling women and men into a false sense of security, according to the attorney. Match.com said in a statement on Monday that Beckman's experience was horrible, but the lawsuit is absurd. It said Beckman was a victim of a sick, twisted man with no known criminal record. What is Match.com supposed to do here? How are they supposed to change their service? Should they just be plastering warnings all over the site? Hey, you might meet someone who's crazy over this service. Oh, but don't worry. If you were to go out into real life and meet someone at a bar, there's no chance you'll meet someone who's crazy. I mean, what? Who would really believe that you would be able to be safe simply by using a website to meet somebody?
I think that this is just a symptom of the litigious society, that if something bad happens, that there's somebody you can sue.
Find somebody for a payout.
Go to the person with the person, no matter how peripherally involved, with the deepest pockets, yeah, and sue their butt.
Would you be able to sue your best friend? I mean, a lot of friends will set one another up with a date with somebody that they know, for instance. If your best friend set you up with somebody who turned out to be crazy, would that be your best friend's fault? How would they have known? How would Match.com have known that this person was a danger?
And I feel like crazy comes out for a lot of people in romantic relationship situations. Like, that can bring some crazy out in people. So you could be completely normal seeming, and just the right set of circumstances, mm-hmm, could get you fired up in a romantic relationship,
yep,
and things get heated and people get crazy.
Yep.
How would anybody know that?
I guess this is one of the reasons that I'm very careful with my endorsements of individuals. I don't just pass those things out willy-nilly,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, I try to, when I do give an endorsement, I also try to be extraordinarily factual in that endorsement. This has been my experience. This has been the way that this person has reacted in that experience. And, you know, you've got my endorsement on that subject, because you never know how somebody's going to be. And I think that one's endorsement is very valuable. I don't think it's something you should just pass out for any old thing. Oh, yeah, here's a friend. You should hire him.
Oh, that, yeah, the hiring thing is kind of concerning. I'll generally, I'm willing to make a statement like, I know him and he appears to be a nice person to me, or he appears to be, you know, like a good worker. He had a job for a while, that kind of thing. I'm willing to say that. But I'm not sure. I've never given anyone a full endorsement.
Yeah, you're not willing to put your reputation on the line.
Well, if you've never seen someone work, then how would you know that? Because I know some really great people in my past that I like as friends a lot and I really care about, but maybe they're not the greatest worker.
Sure. So back to the Match.com issue here. Is there anyone out there who sides with this lady? Who thinks that, you know, her claim in this lawsuit is that Match.com is lulling women and men into a false sense of security. Is the reason for that because you're behind your computer screen and so it feels like, you know, it's not real, or that that there's some level of extra safety involved because you're not actually...
No longer have responsibility because it's happening on the internet?
Right. I just don't know where that comes from. I mean, I get it that, you know, if you're meeting somebody in a scuzzy bar versus meeting them at Match.com, I can see how that would feel like a more safe environment to initially meet somebody. But isn't it common sense to know that if you're going to go out in the reality and meet someone in the real world, that anything could happen? That this person could have told you a lie? I mean, of course, the most common thing that comes across with dating sites is that the person doesn't look like they said they did.
Sure.
You know, the pictures were a little embellished. They were taken at the angles that make them look better than they otherwise were.
30 years old.
Yeah, the MySpace angle, which is what, above, up, and kind of two.
Yeah, it's just kind of this,
top.
They've actually done, I don't know if you've ever seen kind of these side-by-side comparisons, but they'll take pictures and do them at the MySpace angle and then show the real picture from the front, and it's quite different and not so great.
So, I mean, people know this, I think, right, about dating websites. That
it's not so great.
You may not end up meeting the person that looks the same way you thought they did. And shouldn't you also know that by proxy that there's also the chance that the person is not the personality that they represent themselves
dollar.
As?
It's the devil dollar. Match.com takes money for getting people matched up, so they should have to bear the responsibility when I get stabbed in the head by the guy I said that it was, you know, I gave him my telephone number and dated him for 8 days. So, I mean, you know, whatever it was, Match's culpability, if it was going to exist at all, certainly didn't exist after 8 days.
855, 450 free. Does anyone take this lady's side? Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Five, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.